Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights has launched an investigation into allegations of racial discrimination at Lolita Elementary School. The investigation was launched in response to a complaint sent by the National Center for Youth Law, California Indian Legal Services, and the ACLU. The complaint alleges that Native American students are being subjected to physical and verbal harassment and harsher disciplinary actions based on their race. Additionally, the complaint alleges that the school discriminates against Native American students with disabilities as well. The City of Eureka will hold a general plan workshop on February 11th at the Wharfinger Building from 6 until 8 p.m. Public input is being solicited by city leaders for the housing element, land use plan, coastal plans, and the climate action plan. Eureka will also host a virtual town hall on its website from February 10th through the 24th to provide another avenue for residents to send in their comments and suggestions. For more information, contact the city clerk's office. Governor Jerry Brown delivered his annual State of the State address on Wednesday. The governor highlighted the fiscal improvements the state has seen over the past 4 years, but took criticism from both Democrats and Republicans in the legislature. Republican leaders pointed out the governor failed to mention increasing poverty rates in the state, and that he also glossed over billions of dollars that will be needed to pay for California's health care and teacher pension funds, programs currently unfunded. Democratic leaders criticized the governor for not spending more money to expand social programs that took serious cuts in the past years. Assemblymember Wes Chesbro, who attended his final State of the State address, said in a statement, "It's the most optimistic address I've heard from a governor for California's future. The most important thing for us right now is to understand that while California's future looks optimistic, we are not completely out of the woods. We should choose wisely what we spend money on." The Coast Guard has called in a maritime salvage crew to remove the sunken fishing vessel Joe Marie from the Chetco River Channel. The 62-foot fishing boat was hit by high waves while entering the channel on Monday night and sank in the middle of the channel, blocking all boating traffic. Salvage operations began this morning. A 4.7 magnitude earthquake rattled the north coast at just past 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. The earthquake was located about 47 miles west of Ferndale at a depth of 2 kilometers. There were no reports of damage in the region. It's the latest 4-point magnitude or greater temblor to rumble across the north coast in the past 4 months. The sheriff's office continues its investigation into a vandalism case in which a billboard located off of Highway 101 200 yards north of the Bayside cutoff in Arcata was completely cut down. Due to other cases of billboard vandalism, a representative with the company managing the signs had installed several trail cams in the area. Deputies checked the trail cams and witnessed a male suspect in possession of a hammer and a battery-powered saw. The suspect was wearing a hoodie, lightweight hiking boots, and a backpack. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It took the city of Arcata just over a year to reduce the number of houses using extraordinary amounts of electricity from more than 600 units to less than 100. Many people are lauding the effect of the passage of Measure I, the measure that imposes a 45% tax on houses that exceed a normal baseline for electrical use. The measure was aimed at reducing the number of illegal marijuana grow houses in the city, as City Manager Randy Mendoza explains.
I equate it to, let's say you have a big sinkhole out in front of your house, and you know you want your city to fill in the hole, right, and fix the street. And I think that this problem got so bad in our community that our council really had to do something.
Mendoza also pointed out that from the early signs, just the passage of the measure had a profound effect.
If indeed we went from 600 of these houses down to 90 that quickly, I mean, that would take the police department 10 years, you know, to do search warrants, and which are very expensive. And of course, it loads down the criminal justice system of our county.
The city of Arcata worked with PG&E to develop a software program to help identify those residences that were using extraordinary amounts of electricity. Arcata will use revenues from Measure I to pay for that software that could be sold to other communities in the state whose wish is to follow Arcata's lead. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.